In the U.S. state of Texas, a group of gunmen using automatic weapons have opened fire on officers outside the Dallas police headquarters. Shooting prompted a pursuit involving several police vehicles and resulted in a highway standoff. Saudi Arabia continues bombing Yemen in the latest attacks. Saudi artillery and warplanes targeted the Raza district in the northern Saada province. Fighter jets killed more than 20 people in the same province yesterday. Yemen's health ministry says its symptoms of injured Yemenis show that Saudi Arabia has used prohibited weapons in its bombardments. It says over 23,000 Yemenis are also suffering from various diseases due to the lack of medical supplies. Saudi jets have reportedly targeted Oxfam drug containers used to fight deadly viruses. Egypt opens a critical border crossing with the Gaza Strip for 3 days. The Rafah crossing will allow Palestinians to travel in and out of the enclave. Egypt has opened the Rafah crossing in both directions only 5 days this year. Gaza has been under an Israeli blockade since 2007. Jakarta is demanding answers from Canberra over claims that Australian officials paid people smugglers to turn a boat of illegal migrants back to Indonesia. Jakarta says such actions would be a new low for the way Canberra handles the situation. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott hasn't denied the payment claims. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says that fighting has intensified in Ukraine's eastern region. It says the conflict has now reached areas where there had been little violence since a truce deal in February. According to the OSCE, the escalation has increased civilian casualties as well as the destruction of infrastructure. Four primary schools in the British capital, London, have banned Muslim students from fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. The schools all belong to the Lion Academy Trust. Muslim groups have criticized the move, saying schools shouldn't have a say in how pupils practice their faith. And French police detain a 6-year-old girl on the suspicion of having a fake passport. The girl, who arrived from Cameroon, was held in Paris airport for 3 days. A court later ordered her release. The case has provoked anger in France amid debates over the police treatment of undocumented migrants.